This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Here's the thing though, man. One thing I learned from doing stand-up comedy is sometimes stuff in life happens and, you just gotta roll with it. You do, man. Not too long ago, I received a message on Facebook from a guy who was in the KKK, okay? Now, I didn't know that the KKK had stopped burning crosses in people's yards and started sending you messages on Facebook. Damn, I didn't get that memo, okay? I didn't know they was trying to go green, okay? The man's name was Billy Joe. Wasn't offended by what Billy Joe said, because this is by far the dumbest person I've ever had any type of communication with. Not because he was in the KKK, he just couldn't spell, okay? And that kind of takes away from the effect of the message. What Billy Joe said in his message was, "You're a funny nigger. I enjoy watching you dance, monkey dance. Keep up the good work. I'm a fan." Now, right, absolutely makes no sense. Billy Joe spelled the word "your" wrong. Instead of spelling it Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, he spelled it Y-O-U-R. So I said, dude, racism don't sting as much when grammatical errors are present, okay? Like, it just don't have that same oomph when all the words that you type got the red squiggly lines on it. It just don't. You need like a racial secretary typing and say, "Tell that jigaboo, is that J-I-G or G-I-G? Then he said, "Keep up the good work, I'm a fan." Now, I don't know much about the KKK, but I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to be fans of black people, right? That's something that they would get in trouble for at their little meetings. "We heard that you've been going down to the Giggle House, laughing at the darkies." Now, this is the last part, and I cannot make this up. Out of all the words that Billy Joe misspelled, Dan, guess what Billy Joe misspelled? It's okay, you can say it. Look, he over there like, "I believe this is a trick by Black Lives Matter. They gathered us here just to see if we would say the N-word. I'm sure it's a sniper somewhere." But you can say it though. You get one free nigger per month. According to the Negro Coalition. Yeah. Once you use it, you go take your punch card to them and we punch it. But if you say it twice in a month, now you're negative for February. So. But he spelled the word nigger wrong. Now listen, if you're gonna be in a hate group such as the KKK, if there was any word that you knew how to spell, you would think it would be that, right? You would think first week of KKK orientation. All right, boys and girls. Get your pencils and paper out. We're gonna make nigger sentences. But he spelled it N-I-G-U-R. So it's kind of French. It was Nigger. Greg, that's not offensive at all, is it? No, that sounds like some fine French candy. Excuse that me. Like two of the chocolate. Nigger. Well, listen, man, I would like to thank you all for coming out, man. You have been amazing. Put your hands together for yourself. You all have been amazing. Also, put your hands together for the staff of the Date Funny Bone. Clap it up for the staff. Most important, thank you all for helping me pack out the Dayton Funny Bone. Dayton, you all have been amazing. Thank you all.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Accelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.